This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. It has been 1 year since President Obama signed the Economic Recovery Bill aimed at pulling the country out of recession. The new bill promised jobs, including many in the nuclear energy industry. On Tuesday, the president announced plans for the government to guarantee more than $8 billion in loans for two new nuclear energy centers in the state of Georgia. The Southern Company plans to build the nuclear power centers, with the first starting operations in 2016. Mr. Obama announced the plan at a job training center in Lanham, Maryland. The message was that nuclear energy projects will create jobs.
It's a plant that will create thousands of construction jobs in the next few years, and some 800 permanent jobs, well-paying permanent jobs, in the years to come.
On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve predicted that unemployment will remain near current levels through the year. The present rate is 9.7%. The central bank said unemployment could remain high for the next 2 years. President Obama has received sharp criticism from Republicans over the lack of progress in job creation. The $787 billion American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is also unpopular because of its cost. Critics say the money is being spent too slowly, with less than 60% being spent so far. But the administration said the measure has saved or created 2 million jobs. By supporting nuclear energy, the president may be seeking common ground with Republicans, who have called for building as many as 100 new nuclear power centers. Mr. Obama has linked clean energy with economic growth. He also warned that the United States is falling behind in developing nuclear energy.
Meanwhile, there are 56 nuclear reactors under construction around the world, 21 in China alone, 6 in South Korea, 5 in India.
The United States has not built a new nuclear power plant in nearly 30 years. American public opinion about nuclear energy has been mixed. In recent years, public opinion studies show more than half of Americans approve of nuclear energy, with greater support among men than women. About one-fifth of the nation's electricity is generated by nuclear power. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. Do you have a question about an economic issue? Email us at voaspecialenglish.com, where you can also find transcripts and archives of our programs. I'm Mario Ritter.